This is the Aviact Merli of 11th of January 2026, original date 20th of October 2008. Become a jewel of contentment and spread the light of contentment in the world. Remain content and make everyone content. Today, Bapdada is seeing his jewels of contentment, who always remain content. Such a beautiful sparkle is sparkling everywhere through the sparkle of each and every jewel of contentment. Each jewel of contentment is loved so much by the Father, loved by everyone, and also loved by the Self. Everyone loves contentment. Contentment is always to be full of all attainments, because where there is contentment, there is nothing unattained. A contented soul has the natural nature of contentment. The power of contentment easily and naturally spreads contentment into the atmosphere everywhere. The face and eyes of such a soul spread the wave of contentment into the atmosphere. Where there is contentment, other specialities automatically come. Contentment is the special gift from the Father at the confluence age. The stage of contentment is always victorious on an external stage. External situations continue to change, but the power of contentment constantly keeps increasing. No matter how many external situations come in front of you, at every moment, Maya and nature are seen to be like a puppet show in front of a jewel of contentment. Therefore, contented souls never become distressed. The show of external situations is experienced as entertainment. In order to experience this entertainment, let the seat of your stage always be that of a detached observer. This will give you the experience of entertainment. No matter how much the scene changes, a contented soul who is stable on the seat of a detached observer is able to change every external situation with the stage of the Self by being a detached observer. So each one of you has to check yourself. Am I always content? Always? Are you always content or only sometimes? For every power, for your happiness, and for you to become double light and fly, Bapdada always tells the children, always remember the word Sada, always. The word sometimes doesn't exist in the dictionary of Brahmin life, because contentment means all attainment. Where there is all attainment, the word sometimes doesn't exist. So, are you those who always have an experience, or are you still making effort? Have each of you asked yourself this? Have you checked yourself? Because all of you are the especially beloved, sweet, lovely, and cooperative self-transformer children of the Father. You are like that, are you not? Is it like that? Do you experience yourself in the same way as the Father is seeing you? Raise your hands, those who remain content all the time, not just sometimes. You remember the word Sada, do you not? You are raising your hands slowly. Good, very good. Only a few of you are raising your hands, and you are raising them after careful consideration. However, Bapdada has repeatedly drawn your attention. Now look at both the time and also the self. Check the speed of the time and the speed of the self. You have to pass with honours, do you not? Each one of you should think, I am a Rajdula, a Rajdulari, royal, especially beloved child of the Father. You do consider yourselves to be royal children, do you not? What love and remembrance does Bapdada give you every day? Beloved children. So, who are the beloved ones? The ones who follow the Father. And it is very, very, very easy to follow. It is not difficult at all. If you follow in just one aspect, you will easily be following in all other aspects. It is just one line that the Father reminds you of every day. You remember that, do you not? Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me, your Father. It is just one line, is it not? And it is souls who remember it. Those who have received treasures from the Father cannot stay without doing service because they have plentiful attainment and limitless treasures. You are the children of the bestower. You cannot stay without giving to others. And what is the title that the majority of you have been given? Double foreigners. So your title itself is double. Seeing all of you, Bapdada is pleased and always automatically sings the song, Wah, my children, wah. It is good. In which plane have you come from all the different countries? Physically you may have come in any plane, but which plane is Bapdada seeing? You have all reached your lovely home in the plane of deep love. Today Bapdada is giving every child the blessing. O lovely, beloved child, always be a jewel of contentment and spread the light of contentment into the world. Remain content and make others content. Some children say that it is easy to remain content, but to make others content feels a little difficult. Bapdada knows that if you want to make each and every soul content, the method for that is very easy. If someone becomes discontented with you and remains discontented with you, then that person is discontented anyway. However, you also become influenced by their discontentment to some extent. You do have waste thoughts, do you not? If you keep yourself as an embodiment of the awareness of the mantra that Bapdada has given you, the mantra of good wishes and pure feelings, you would not have any waste thoughts. You know that someone is like this or like that, but you still have to experience yourself to be constantly detached and detached from the vibrations of that one and always loving to the Father. Even if the vibrations of your elevated stage of being detached and loving to the Father do not reach that soul, they will definitely spread into the atmosphere. If someone does not transform themselves, and you are being affected by that soul in the form of waste thoughts, then everyone's thoughts spread into the atmosphere. Therefore become detached, be loving to the Father, and have benevolent and pure feelings and good wishes for that soul too. Many times children say, because that one made a mistake, I had to tell them with force. Your nature and face also become a little forceful. So that one made a mistake, but is the force that you showed not a mistake? That one made some mistake, and you said something forcefully, and this would be said to be a trace of anger. Is that right? Can one wrong put another wrong right? According to the time nowadays, you have to pay special attention when you make your words forceful, because to speak loudly or to speak while being fed up, thinking that that one is not changing, is also a trace of the second number vice. It is said that words emerging from your mouth should be like a shower of flowers. Sweet words, a smiling face, a sweet attitude, sweet drishti, sweet relationships and contacts. These are also means of service. Therefore, look at the result. If they made a mistake, they are wrong, and with the aim of making them understand, and not with any other aim. Your aim is very good, that you are giving teachings and explaining to them. What has been seen to be the result of that? Does that one change? In fact, that one becomes more afraid of coming in front of you in the future. The aim that you had was not fulfilled, and therefore your thoughts, your words, your way of speaking, and your relationships and connections, let these always be sweet, that is, always great, because nowadays people want to see your practical life. When you serve through words, they are influenced through that verbal service and come close, and that is beneficial. But when they practically see sweetness, greatness, and elevated feelings through your activity and face, they also take inspiration for themselves. As the situations will keep changing according to the time in the future, at that time, all of you will have to do more service through your face and your behavior. Therefore, check yourself. Are the sanskars of an attitude and vision of good wishes and pure feelings towards other souls part of your nature and natural? Bapdada wishes to see each child as a bead of the rosary, a bead of the rosary of victory. So, do all of you consider yourselves to be those who are going to become the beads of the rosary? Many children think that only the children who have become instruments will become part of the rosary of 108. But Bapdada has already told you before, too, that the 108 is a memorial of the rosary of devotion. However, if each one of you becomes a victorious bead, then Bapdada will create many more strands in the garland. In the rosary of the Father's heart, each of you victorious children has a place, and this is a guarantee from the Father. Simply make yourself victorious in your thoughts, words, actions, behavior, and on your face. Do you like this? Will you become this? Bapdada guarantees that he will make you into a bead of the rosary of victory. Who will become that? Okay then, Bapdada will begin to make strands within strands in the rosary. Double foreigners like this, do you not? It is the Father's duty to bring you into the rosary of victory, and it is your duty to become victorious. It is easy, is it not? Or is it difficult? Do you find it difficult? Those who find it difficult, raise your hands. Do you find it difficult? There are a few who find it a little difficult. Bapdada says, when you say Bapdada, then by saying Baba, will you not receive an inheritance? Since all of you have a right to the inheritance, and the Father has given you the inheritance so easily, it is just a matter of a second. You knew and accepted my Baba. And what did the Father say? My child. So, a child naturally has a right to an inheritance. You say Baba, do you not? All of you use just this one expression, my Baba. Is it like that? Is it my Baba? Raise your hands for this. If it is my Baba, is it also not my inheritance? Since you say my Baba, it is also bound to be my inheritance. And what is the inheritance? To become equal to the Father. To be victorious. Bapdada saw that the majority of double foreigners love to walk hand in hand. It is a fashion to walk hand in hand. Even now the Father asks, what is Shiv Baba's hand? He doesn't have physical hands, and so if you are holding Shiv Baba's hand, what hand is that? Srimad is the Father's hand. So, just as you love walking hand in hand, what difficulty is there in walking, giving your hand to the hand of Srimad? You saw Father Brahma. You saw the practical proof of how, by taking every step according to Srimad, he reached his destination of becoming a perfect angel. Did you not? He became an avyakt angel. So follow the Father. From the moment of waking up till night time, Bapdada has told you the Srimad for every step. How you should wake up, how you should move along, how you should perform actions, what thoughts you should have in your mind, and how you should spend your time in an elevated way. You have received Srimad till the time you go to sleep. There is no need even to think, should I do this or not? Simply follow Father Brahma. Bapdada has deep love in his heart. Bapdada does not wish to see even one child not becoming victorious, not becoming a king. Each child is a king child, a self-sovereign, a master of the self. Therefore do not forget your self-sovereignty. Do you understand? Bapdada has given the signal many times that delicate times and times of suddenly are ahead. Therefore it is necessary to be ever ready and to have the experience of being bodiless. No matter how busy you are, practice becoming bodiless in a second, from now on, even while you are busy. You say that you remain very busy, but if you are thirsty when you are very busy, what would you do? You would drink some water, would you not? You understand that you are thirsty and so it is necessary to drink water. Every now and then it is necessary to practice being in a bodiless and soul-conscious stage, because in the times that are to come, there will be the need for an unshakable stage in the times of upheaval everywhere. So if you do not practice this from now on, over a long period of time, how would you remain unshakable at the time of extreme upheaval? Throughout the whole day, find even 1 or 2 minutes and check yourself as to whether you are able to become bodiless through your stage of soul consciousness according to the time. check and change yourself. Do not just check yourself, also change yourself. By repeatedly checking this practice and by revising it, it will become your natural stage. You have love for Bap Dada, and all of you raise your hand in this. You have love, do you not? Do you have full love? Is it full or incomplete? It is not incomplete, is it? So if you have love, then what is your promise? What promise have you made? Will you return home together? Will you become bodiless and return home with the Father or follow him later? Will you go together? And you will also stay with him in the subtle region for a short time. Just a short time. And then you will come in the first birth with Father Brahma. Have you promised this? You have you not? Baba is not making you raise your hands for this, but just nod your head. By raising your hands, you become tired. Since you are going to go with him and not going to stay behind, who will the Father take with him? The Father will take with him those who are equal to him. The Father too does not like to go alone. He also wants to go with the children. So, are you ready to go with him? Nod in agreement. Are you ready? Will all of you go? Are all of you ready to go? You can only go when the Father goes. You will not go now. Now you still have to go back abroad. The Father will issue an order and ring the bell of being a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance, and you will then begin to return with him. So the preparations are made, are they not? The sign of love is to return with him. Atcha. Bap Dada is experiencing each child who is far away to be close to him. Since the instruments of science are able to bring close the things that are far away, you are able to see them and hear them. So Bap Dada is also seeing the children who are far away as being the closest of all. You are not far, you are merged in his heart. Bap Dada is merging in his heart and in his eyes the children who have come here especially for this turn, and is seeing each one as one who will return with him, stay with him, and then rule in the kingdom with him. So from today, what drill will you perform again and again throughout the day? Now in 1 second, can you not experience yourself to be soul conscious, detached, in the bodiless stage, while being in the body, and also loving to the Father? So now in 1 second become bodiless. Atcha. Drill. In this way, throughout the day, no matter how, find 1 minute now and then and continue to make this practice firm, because Bap Dada knows that the times to come will be extremely distressing. All of you will have to give sakash, and your giving that sakash will become your intense effort. In a short time you will have to give all powers through sakash, and those who give sakash in such delicate times, however many you give it to, whether you give to many or a few, that many will become your devotees in the copper and iron ages. So at the confluence age, each of you is also creating your devotees, because the happiness and peace that you give them become merged in their hearts, and they will give you a return of that in the form of their devotion. Acha. To all the lights of Bapdada's eyes everywhere, to the souls who uplift the world and are the support of the world, to the world transformer children, who are master removers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness, lots and lots of love from the heart, love and remembrance from the heart, and accept multi-million-fold blessings. Acha. Blessing. May you have all rights, cycle after cycle, with the awareness of your combined form and the intoxication of your position. Remain combined with the awareness of I and my Baba, and constantly be aware of this elevated position. Today I am a Brahmin, and tomorrow I will become a deity. Always remember the mantra Hum So, So Hum. By having the intoxication and happiness of this, you will easily forget the old world. You will always have the intoxication that you are a soul who has all rights, cycle after cycle. I was this, I am this, and I will be this, cycle after cycle. Slogan. Become your own teacher, and all weaknesses will automatically finish. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Generally, no one likes to be in bondage, but when you are influenced by something, you become tied by a bondage. So check whether you are a soul who is influenced by something, or whether you are free. The pleasure of liberation in life is now. In the future, there won't be the contrast of being liberated in life and in a life of bondage. The experience of being liberated in life at this time is elevated. You are in life, but free, and not in bondage. Om Shanti.